Welcome to HN Pod, your daily deep dive into the top stories and most insightful comments from Hacker News. I am your host, Sarah.
And I am Mike. Today is Tuesday, July 21st, 2026, and this is episode 463 of the show. We are looking back at the stories that dominated the front page yesterday, July 20th.
We have a really fascinating lineup for you today. We are going to talk about why China's open weights AI strategy might be outmaneuvering the American proprietary approach. Then, staying on the AI front, we have a mind-bending story about an AI model that just casually produced a counterexample to a famous unsolved math problem.
After that, we are looking at a massive cybersecurity disaster where a hacker completely wiped Romania's land registry database. We will also discuss a controversial new agreement where the EU is reportedly preparing to share highly sensitive biometric data with the US. And finally, we will wrap things up with a fun, nostalgic web-based airport simulator that had the Hacker News community reminiscing about the golden age of mobile games.
It is a great mix today. So let us jump right into our first story. The top post yesterday, pulling in over 1,000 points, was an article by Ben Wertmuller titled, China's Open Weights AI Strategy is Winning. The core argument here is that the American AI ecosystem, which is heavily locked down and proprietary, is setting itself up for failure against China's open approach.
Right, and Wertmuller makes a really compelling point about where the actual value lies in AI right now. He argues that the AI models themselves do not really have a deep moat. If you're an enterprise using an API, you can swap out ChatGPT for Claude tomorrow with almost zero friction. The real moat is the enterprise services, the contracts, and the system integrations built around those models.
Exactly. And the geopolitical angle is fascinating. The US government placed strict export controls on GPUs to limit China's computing power. But Wertmuller points out that this actually forced Chinese companies into a brilliant counter-strategy. Because they do not have the global-scale centralized compute to offer massive API services like OpenAI or Anthropic, they are releasing their models as open weights.
It turns a compute disadvantage into a massive distribution advantage. Companies like Moonshot and Alibaba are releasing models that rival the best from the US, but at a fraction of the cost. And as we know in the tech world, open almost always wins when it comes to infrastructure. You can host it yourself, tweak it, and build on top of it without asking for permission.
The Hacker News comments really expanded on this historical parallel. A user named Geophile pointed out that the lesson of the last 50 years of computing is that free and low-end eventually wins. Personal computers destroyed mini-computers. Windows and Linux completely ate the Unix marketplace.
That comment really resonated with me. Geophile noted that the training costs for frontier models in the US are becoming financially unsustainable. Meanwhile, local large language models running on consumer hardware are starting to look a lot like the PC hobbyist world of the 1970s and 80s. In 10 to 15 years, we might all have consumer phones running models that can do what today's massive frontier models do.
There was also a really interesting debate in that thread about the future of general purpose AI. A user named Drew A. Design argued that the standalone chat interface might not survive in the long run. They suggested that consumers do not actually want to chat with an overly sycophantic or argumentative AI just to get a task done. They just want tools that work transparently in the background.
Which sparked a classic Hacker News debate, because another user immediately replied that they use AI chat every single day and it has entirely replaced Google search for them. But the overarching theme is clear. If Chinese open models become the default building blocks for startups globally, the US could lose its grip on the ecosystem, regardless of who has the absolute smartest proprietary model today.
Speaking of absolute smartest models, our next story is an absolute blockbuster. The title on Hacker News was Claude Fable produced a counterexample to the Jacobian conjecture. It linked to a post on X by Levent Alpoge, a mathematician, announcing that a famous unsolved math problem had just been disproved by an AI.
This is one of those moments where you have to stop and reread the headline. The Jacobian conjecture has been an open problem in algebraic geometry since 1939. It is notorious. Alpoge called it a canary in a crank graveyard because so many people have falsely claimed to solve it over the decades.
And then along comes this AI model, Claude Fable, which was apparently working during the World Cup final, and it spits out a polynomial map in three variables with degree 7 that perfectly disproves the conjecture. The math was verified using Wolfram Alpha and several other computational tools.
The determinant is -2, and it sends 3 distinct points to the same image, proving it is not injective.
The Hacker News thread was a mix of absolute awe and intense skepticism, which is exactly what you expect from this community. A user named Alex Harrison actually chimed in to clarify that he was the one directing Claude Fable to do this work. He provided a link to a GitHub repository with a full verification suite using SymPy, Singular, and Lean4 to prove the math is sound.
What I found incredible was a comment by a user named Koito17. They recalled meeting a postdoc about 10 years ago who was trying to brute force this exact problem. That human team was looking at polynomials with 16 variables going up to degree 200, using massive binary trees to map coefficients. The search space was astronomically huge. And here, the AI found a relatively elegant counterexample in just 3 variables at degree 7.
It really makes you wonder how the AI arrived at it. Some people in the comments were demanding to see the raw chat logs, suggesting it might be a PR stunt by Anthropic, since Salpoge works there. But as another user pointed out, even if the human researchers provided heavy intuition and guidance, droves of brilliant grad students have had that same guidance for decades and turned up nothing. The AI was clearly the missing piece of the puzzle here.
It is a massive milestone for AI in formal mathematics. But while AI is solving decades-old math problems, humans are still struggling with basic cybersecurity. That brings us to our third story. A hacker has completely wiped Romania's entire land registry database.
This is a nightmare scenario. According to the Risky Business newsletter, a hacker breached the National Agency for Cadastre and Real Estate Advertising in Romania. They got in using valid credentials, mapped the internal systems, tried to extort the agency, and when that failed, they just deleted everything. The data, the backups, the email servers, all of it.
The real-world impact of this is staggering. The entire Romanian real estate market has been at a standstill for a week. Notaries cannot record transactions, and citizens cannot prove they own their land or homes. The hacker, who goes by the name Byte to Breach and was recently doxxed by a security firm as a guy operating out of Algeria, also put the stolen internal documents and employee credentials up for sale.
Thankfully, the agency released a statement saying they are rebuilding the network from scratch, and it appears they had offline cold backups. If they had not had those offline backups, this would be a generational catastrophe.
The Hacker News comments on this were fascinating because they immediately pivoted to the societal implications of losing your root identity or property records. A user named Francisco shared a story about his father's hometown of 50,000 people. In 1982, a massive flood destroyed the physical town hall and all the land registry documents.
Right, and they had to rebuild the entire registry from scratch using physical proofs of ownership people had in their homes and literally just the testimonies of neighbors. They had a period where people could make counterclaims if someone lied about property lines. It is amazing to think about how resilient human systems have to be when the official record is just gone.
Another user brought up the modern equivalent of losing all your physical documents in a house fire today. You actually have to start by getting multiple people to sign sworn affidavits that you are who you say you are. That starts a paper trail to get your birth certificate, which gets your social security card, which gets your passport. It is a fragile web of trust.
It really highlights why we need air-gapped, offline backups for critical state infrastructure. You cannot just rely on the cloud when a single compromised password can erase a country's entire property history.
Speaking of state infrastructure and data, our next story is about a major privacy battle brewing in Europe. An article from the European Digital Rights Group, or EDRI, hit the front page with a headline, "The EU is about to sell our most sensitive data to the US for visa-free travel."
This one got the community really fired up. The European Commission is finalizing an enhanced border security partnership with the US administration. Basically, the US is demanding access to the biometric databases of EU member states. If the EU countries do not comply, their citizens will lose their visa-free travel privileges to the United States.
EDRI is calling this outright blackmail. The scheme would involve the automated exchange of personal data, including biometrics and subjective risk indications, to screen travelers. The big concern here is that the US has a very different standard for privacy and data protection than the EU. The US has been known to screen social media profiles and use subjective political profiling at the border.
The irony is not lost on anyone. The EU has spent the last decade positioning itself as the global champion of data privacy with the GDPR. They have handed out massive fines to American tech companies for mishandling European data. But now, when faced with the threat of losing easy tourist and business travel to the US, the European Commission seems to be caving and handing over the exact kind of sensitive data they usually protect.
The leaked draft of the agreement suggests the EU has accepted almost all of the US demands, bypassing their own negotiation mandates. Idri argues this violates the EU Charter of Fundamental Rights because it does not guarantee an equivalent level of protection for the data once it is in US hands.
It is a classic clash between national security demands and fundamental privacy rights. And for Hacker News readers, many of whom travel internationally for tech conferences and business, this is a very tangible issue. The idea that your home country's biometric database might be automatically queried by a foreign border agency without your explicit consent is a tough pill to swallow.
It certainly is. Well, after all this heavy talk about geopolitical AI wars, wiped national databases, and biometric surveillance, we need a palate cleanser, and Hacker News delivered one with our final story today. It is simply titled Airport Simulator.
This was a link to a web domain, airport.apunin.com, which hosts a really charming minimalist air traffic control game. You see a radar screen, planes appear, and you have to draw flight paths to guide them to the correct runways without them crashing into each other.
It is incredibly addictive. The thread was just a massive wave of nostalgia. So many people immediately compared it to Flight Control, which was one of the defining early games on the iPhone and iPad. A user named Jay Clardy mentioned how perfect that original game was for the touchscreen format and how much they missed it since it is no longer playable on modern iOS.
There is something about that specific gameplay loop that tech people just love. It is essentially a real-time routing algorithm puzzle. Another user named Enzen brought up a different game called Auto Traffic Control, which is actually a programming challenge where you do not use a mouse, but instead write a gRPC server client to issue flight paths via code, which is the most Hacker News way possible to play a video game.
Totally. People were also shouting out Mini Metro and Mini Motorways, which share that same minimalist, stressful routing aesthetic. And of course, because it is Hacker News, someone had to take it all the way back to 1985. A user pointed out that the original BSD games collection for Unix included a text-based air traffic control simulator.
It just goes to show that while the graphics change from command line text to pixel art to high-definition touchscreens, the fundamental joy of optimizing a complex system never really goes away. It was a great little distraction for a Monday morning.
It really was. And that brings us to the end of today's episode. From the shifting balance of power in global AI and artificial intelligence solving 80-year-old math problems, to the fragility of digital property records and international privacy battles, it was a massive day for tech news.
We hope you enjoyed the deep dive. If you want to read any of the articles or jump into the comment threads we discussed today, you can find all the links in our show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to HN Pod. I am Sarah.
And I am Mike. We will be back tomorrow to bring you the best of Hacker News. Have a great day and keep building.